Hi. This week the question is, how can a loving God send people to hell? First, according to the Bible, hell was not originally made for man. The Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 41, "Then he will say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Second, according to the Bible, it's not God's desire that any man should go to hell. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Third, God is so concerned for the welfare of mankind that he went to great personal expense to save men from hell. In John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If hell were not real, God would have not gone to such trouble and expense. In Ezekiel 18, verse 23, the Bible says, "Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?" This demonstrates that God is indeed loving and concerned for our welfare. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He does not want anyone to perish. Those who picture God as being a hateful, egotistical, and fiendish deity who takes pleasure in casting people into hell either do not know what the Bible teaches, or else they purposefully ignore what it says and misrepresent the truth. Fourth, the invitation for salvation from hell is extended to every man and woman in every nation. Jesus sent his disciples forth with an urgent task of preaching to everyone the good news of salvation. In Mark 16, verse 15, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Everyone in the world is being invited by the Lord and his church to be saved from sin and hell. In Revelation 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts, come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. Again, we point out from this passage that God is not a severe God. He is not ruthless and heartless. He has gone to every means possible to save men from destruction. Fifth, take special notice of this point. Those who go to hell are not innocent victims. Many have distorted a view of God. They view God as taking innocent victims who are as pure and innocent as the wind-driven snow, and he heartlessly cast them against their will into eternal hell and then gloats over how powerful he was and how helpless they are. Some view God as mocking in laughter at the helpless condition of poor, innocent souls who could not resist an angry, unjust, and cruel master. My friend, a more distorted view of God could not be possible. The Bible pictures those who go to hell as rebellious lawbreakers. Innocent victims will not be found in hell. Not a single infant will be found in hell because infants are innocent, pure, and free from sin. Matthew 19, verse 14. No one born mentally retarded will be found in hell if their mental retardation is so severe that they're irresponsible for their actions. These people are guilty of no crime. See Mark 5, verses 1 through 17, and Acts 16, verses 16 through 19. And people previously guilty of rebellion, but who accepted the divine terms of pardon, they will be spared from hell. Exodus 34, verse 7. Those then who find themselves in hell are guilty of rebellion, people who refused to submit to the divine authority and insisted on governing their own lives. Hell will be filled with men and women who refused the invitation of heaven and rejected the Savior who died for them. Guilty, convicted, and impenitent lawbreakers will populate hell. Because man was created by God with a free will, hell is a reality. If God made us all robots and made us all perform his will perfectly, we would not be lost. We would not stand in jeopardy. There would be no hell, and there would be no one lost. But the minute that someone demands their right for freedom, the right to choose, then you immediately make yourself responsible for your eternal fate. Let's look at this from a different angle and ask this question. If God hates for men to go to hell, then why doesn't he save everyone? The answer to that question is not everyone wants to be saved. If being saved means submitting to divine authority, then some don't want salvation. To illustrate, we're told almost daily of the harmful effects of smoking, of drinking, and of promiscuous sex. We're warned continuously that practicing such vices carries consequences. Yet in spite of these warnings, millions and millions continue in these sins, knowing the risks and certain dangers. Whose fault is it when these people contract disease and die? Out of mercy and graciousness, we plead with people not to practice these evils, but often the warning goes unheeded. Likewise, God, out of graciousness and mercy, pleads with men and women to obey His word and find life. He Himself provided a way for forgiveness by sending His only begotten Son to die on behalf of lost humanity. And yet, in spite of His gracious warnings and His priceless gift, many still reject the terms of pardon, choosing to rule themselves rather than submit to His will. In summary, those who reject the biblical doctrine of hell are adopting a most illogical position. First, in denying God's right to punish violators, they deny God's right to rule. Ruling requires laws, and laws require punishment when those laws are violated. Some are saying that God may create mankind and sustain mankind, but He has no right to rule over mankind. Second, by denying God's right to punish violators, man becomes the ruler of God. This position is saying that man may rule himself, ignore, break, and violate any command that he chooses, and God has no recourse. God must be forced to let rebellious men come into heaven, and He must provide for them throughout eternity. And yet, they are not obligated to submit to God or be thankful for anything He's ever done. Hell, then, is not unreasonable, nor is God unmerciful for men who continuously reject the generous provisions of God. Hell is a fair and equitable sentence. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. There you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.